Today, our guest is Ezra Finken, Director for Policy and Outreach for the Diesel Technology Forum. Ezra, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Happy to have you. Appreciate it. Ezra, tell our listeners a little bit about the Diesel Technology Forum and what it does.
Sure. We are a not-for-profit educational group representing diesel engine vehicle equipment manufacturers and fuel producers, including biofuel producers. And we work to raise awareness of the environmental benefits and economic importance of diesel technology.
Great. Well, we've worked with your organization for years at South Shore Clean Cities and appreciate all you do. Ezra, diesel powers a large number of heavy-duty vehicles and equipment. Why is that?
Sure. About 3 out of 4 commercial vehicles that you see on the road, so that's everything from the big pickup truck to the even bigger Class 8 tractor trailer. 3 out of 4 of those are powered by diesel, and 97% of the really big Class 8 tractor trailers are powered by diesel. And it really comes down to a number of attributes, notably energy density of the fuel. Diesel is the most energy-dense transportation of fuel around, and the diesel engine is the most efficient way of transferring that energy density into power. But there are other attributes that also explain the prevalence of diesel here, and it comes down to power durability, reliability, and longevity. Those are attributes that also explain why folks choose diesel in their commercial vehicles.
Sure. Well, it seems that there are more and more alternatives to diesel being introduced, some of them being zero emission. Some might wonder if there's a future for diesel. How would you answer that?
Oh, yeah, we see a bright future for diesel. We do know that there will be alternatives for consumers to choose in the coming years. Just looking at a dealer lot today for consumer passenger cars, you know, we do see quite a few electric, all-electric options available, and we know that quite a few will be offered for sale this year. Uh-huh. But when it comes to commercial vehicles, there are really just a few zero-emission options available today. And in the bigger trucks, we know that zero-emission options are on the drawing board. Yet, when it comes to these commercial vehicles, as you mentioned earlier, most are diesel. Diesel has already been prided on its efficiency, and we feel that the diesel engine of the near future, of today and tomorrow, will deliver continued efficiency performance. In fact, just this year is the first year for which a new fuel economy standard for commercial trucks kick in, mm-hmm. and this will require a gradual increase in the efficiency of commercial vehicles, and that will deliver superior fuel savings for the owners of these new diesel trucks, and it will also contribute in a big way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Sure. Diesel has also been prided for its use of biofuels, and we see the continued uptake of biofuels as enhancing diesel's sustainability credentials at very low cost compared to these other alternatives. Diesel also has a built-out fuel infrastructure. So mm-hmm. while we see some of these zero-emission options today for commercial vehicles, there really isn't a nationwide network of charging infrastructure needed to support those vehicles. But there is a very much ubiquitous access to diesel fuel in almost every community.
Sure. Well, here in Northwest Indiana, many of our residents commute into Chicago daily and use public transit, including Chicago's CTA system. And I know the CTA recently made an announcement that it's going to be replacing 600 of its older buses that have outlived their useful lives with some brand new diesel options. Can you speak a little bit to the benefits of new clean diesel versus older clean diesel?
We did see the announcement that CTA made about replacing very old buses. I think some of these buses were 20 years old, mm-hmm. that very much exceeded their useful life. And it really comes down to service and reliability. Anytime you're replacing a 20-year-old bus with something new, you have a much more reliable asset. But it's also near-zero emissions performance. Mm-hmm. So new diesel buses compared to those 20-year-old buses are essentially near-zero in emissions, including fine particles. In fact, they're not too far off from that zero-emission bus, along with other alternatives, natural gas and propane. Looking at the emissions of that 20-year-old bus compared to anything new, new diesel buses, natural gas, zero-emission options are essentially just about the same. Diesel does it with a particulate filter that has been shown to be enormously effective in reducing fine particle emissions to essentially near-zero emissions, mm-hmm. near-zero levels. However, where diesel really does shine, given some of these other alternatives, is its much lower price tag, mm-hmm. And its built network of fuel infrastructure.
Sure. Well, we're also hearing a lot more about the use of biofuels in heavy-duty vehicles and equipment. What are some of the benefits of using that fuel?
Diesel engines, old and new, are capable of operating on high-quality biofuels, particularly biodiesel. Folks may be aware of biodiesel. There's also a renewable diesel fuel. Both of these fuels are derived from waste vegetable feedstocks or waste animal fats, and they deliver significant greenhouse gas emission reductions. In fact, just in the city of Chicago, we are aware that the Parks Department is now operating their equipment using 100% biodiesel fuel that will deliver about 86% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. And this really puts it on par, most likely, with the climate benefits of going to an all-electric option, considering Illinois' mix of fuels that generate power. However, the benefit here is that there's really no investment needed in new trucks or engines or equipment or fueling infrastructure. Biodiesel can be used in the existing infrastructure of fuel dispensers.
Sure. Well, in the Midwest, biofuels and biodiesel and renewable diesel certainly take care of a number of problems and also support a number of industries. So that's good news for us. Ezra, how can our listeners learn more about the Diesel Technology Forum?
Yeah, we encourage folks to visit our website. That's www.dieselforum.org.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ezra Finken, Director for Policy and Outreach for the Diesel Technology Forum. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and as Carl always says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.